Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Evernon of the Paulus Fathers.
Here is a common question I'm asked. When is the right time to pray? Well, my first thought is, the right time to pray is, well, right now. Now. Because you can't do it yesterday or tomorrow. You can only do it right now. What I just said is perfectly true, but how does it work in real life? Well, in real life, you do have to set some time aside to pray. You have to put it somewhere in your schedule, because prayer, like everything else, if we don't schedule it, if we don't have a time for it, it just won't happen. When to pray isn't the only question we need to ask. We also ask, how to pray? How am I going to pray? And I'm talking here something more than just saying a prayer. Saying a Hail Mary or an Our Father. There's nothing wrong with that at all, but I'm talking about something a little bit more than just saying a prayer. Most importantly, a prayer can be wordless. We don't have to worry about what we're going to say or even what we're going to pray for to allow prayer to happen within our lives. Let the Holy Spirit take care of this. She's very good at both the how and the what. All we need to do is to be aware that a moment of prayer might very well be at hand. And it's about recognizing the moment, and once recognizing, seize the moment, behold the moment, live as fully as you can within the moment. This can happen at any time, anywhere at all, and sometimes it happens at very inconvenient times. But pay attention to the moment and seize the moment, behold the moment. For a long time, I've had these little moments. They don't happen real often, but they happen occasionally. I had these moments and I just feel like, well, I just have to fall to my knees and pray. I suppose that's all right if you're near a chapel somewhere or a church, but when it happens on Grant Street in the middle of Chinatown in San Francisco, it gives me a little bit of a pause. And because of that, I've often ignored these moments. I've just let those moments pass. But I'm suggesting to not let them pass, but to seize them and behold them. And I'm not suggesting that I or you should fall down on our knees in the middle of the sidewalk. No, not suggesting that. That'd be kind of, well, weird to say the least. Prayer and praying is not about bringing attention to ourselves. It's about prayer and being with the one who lives with us and lives within us 24/7. So I'm thinking at moments like this to, well, maybe lean against a lamppost or prop yourself up against a wall or hang on to a trash bin, whatever, and just pause and wherever you are, simply to behold that moment. You may not know why you're having this feeling or why you are having this moment of prayer. You may not know it for a long, long time to come. But what happened, or what is it, or what does it mean, that is unimportant. The most important thing is that we have seized a moment in the middle of all of the things that are happening around us, swirling around us, all the chaos. We've had a moment to be at peace with the presence of the risen Christ who dwells within us, and the Holy Spirit who desperately wants to speak to us and through us. So when you have these kind of moments, just allow the Spirit to have a word, to speak not only to you, but through you. She's very good about being attentive to whatever it is we need at every single moment of our lives.